Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he would come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. And this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. For very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I had this professor in seminary that would make the argument that foot washing could, and perhaps should, be considered a sacrament in the Lutheran Church. It's something that Christ certainly did for his followers as an example of how to spread this good news that was going to transpire very soon for them. And it seems to have all of the elements there that we consider when deciding what is a sacrament and what isn't. And to help remember what makes up a sacrament, I was taught a fun little song that I will now teach to you. And it starts with snapping, so everybody needs to... And it goes like this. Gift of God's grace, commanded by Christ, physical elements attached. So repeat after me. Gift of God's grace, gift of God's grace, commanded by Christ, commanded by Christ, physical elements attached, physical elements attached, all together now. Gift of God's grace, commanded by Christ, physical elements attached. That's it. The gift of God's grace, commanded by Christ, and physical elements attached. Hopefully our confirmation student remembers that one next year. It'll be on the exam. Those are the three things that are vital. It has to be a sign of God's grace in how we receive it. And I would say the sign of Christ washing feet certainly conveys the grace of God. And it has to have a physical element such as wine, bread, or water. And it does have that, as we use water to wash one another's feet. And it has to be commanded by Christ, such as eat this bread and drink this cup, or go therefore and baptize. And that's perhaps where we get stuck here on considering it a sacrament. Because it's maybe not clear if Jesus in verse 14, when he says that you ought to wash one another's feet, that if it's for the disciples' feet only or for others. But either way, I don't think that it so much matters, because it's not truly just about washing feet. It's all much bigger than that. Immediately, this text makes me think of Philippians chapter 2 that we got last week, that says that though Jesus Christ was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself. Jesus, in all of his splendor, deserved the praise that was given to him as he entered into Jerusalem with shouts of Hosanna! Hosanna! Jesus Christ could have had each of the disciples washing his feet and bathing him if he had commanded it. And they probably would have even chewed his food for him too if he said to do it. And he would have deserved all of it. But that is not what happens. He is washing the disciples' feet to show them that even he has come to serve others. Even he who is worthy of being served in a way that no one ever has or no one ever will, takes off his robe, gets down on the ground covered with dirt, and washes his disciples' feet. All of their feet. Even the ones who would go to publicly deny him. Even he who sold him out for a sack of coins. This action by Jesus is not unique to his foot washing, but even to this day, it serves as a great visual of lowering one's own perception of self and serving those who seem to be less than. This is how Jesus lived his life, in service of all people, and not being placed on a throne or lead an army as many would have had him do. He heals lepers that people wouldn't even dare to touch. He feeds those who had nothing to eat, and he washes clean those who need cleaning. He does all of this out of love, and this is what we are called into, to love one another as he first loved you. Perhaps this is why we don't consider foot washing as a sacrament, because this love, the real commandment of the day, Maundy Thursday, means commandment. It isn't to wash one another's feet, but it's to love those around you. Washing feet can be a sign of this, but to only wash feet limits the way that we can express this love for one another. Jesus washes feet because it's what the disciples needed at that time. And we wash feet here, so you might know what it means to be served by another and will go out into the world to wash others' feet, whether literally or using it as a sign to continue to share in the same kind of love that Jesus shows to the world in the establishing of his supper. This is the message that Jesus leaves us with before heading to the cross. It is an exclamation at the end of his ministry here on earth. You know how at the end of a year, when a teacher or professor is making some closing remarks and they say this cliche, if you learned nothing else from me, remember this. This is Jesus's closing remark. If you learned nothing else about the Gospels and about the life of Jesus Christ, know that it is done in love. It is in love that we are baptized. It is in love that we are fed. It is in love that we are being saved from the power of sin through the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. It is love that saves us. And it is in love that Jesus says that you will be known as his. That is it. Full stop. Love. In the name of Jesus Christ, love. In the next few days, as Jesus heads to the garden, love. As he is betrayed, love. As he is denied, love. As he hangs from the cross, love. And as he dies, love. And when we gather again on Sunday, it was all done in the love that Jesus Christ has for all people, just as you have been loved, dear siblings in Christ. Love.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.